football on Off the Ball.
It got to the stage where it was almost Olay football from Armenia, and if that's where we're at now, that really is a scary thought.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Stephen Kenny after St. Pat's beat Galway United to book the place in the semi-finals of the FAI Cup. We'll have all the fallout from yesterday's Manchester derby as Ruben Amorim comes out fighting. And what 40-year-old midfield playmaker rolled back the ears last night at the San Siro. But first to events at Richmond Park last night, and St. Pat's booked their place in the last four of the FAI Cup after a 3-1 win in extra time over Galway United. Jake Mulroney thought he'd won it for the Saints with a goal in the 83rd minute, but a deflected David Hurley strike in the 90th minute forced extra time in Inchicore. Mason Melia was taken down by Killian Bruder just outside the box before half time in extra time and was then shown a red card. Chris Forrester scored from the resulting free kick. Jordan Garrick sealed the win with a third goal to give Stephen Kenny's men the all-important breathing space. And after the game, Garrick told Off the Ball's Ben Symes that his side's quality shone through in the end.
Yeah, it's fantastic, you know. First, I just want to give them props, you know. They came with a game plan and I feel like they executed it, but I feel like our quality showed in the end, you know, buzzing to get round through to the next round of the cup, you know, another game, another chance to impress, step closer to the final, so, you know, buzzing.
As Mason Melia's departure to Spurs at the end of the season draws ever closer, the teenager will want to leave the club with a winner's medal in his back pocket, and Stephen Kenny says it's great to have him here while they still can.
Mason Melia, I mean, the touch to get through. We've seen it time and time again this season. He already has the quality, you know, head and shoulders with a lot of strikers in the league, one could say. Like, you're going to miss him at the end of the season, but while you have him here, like, how good is that to know that you have that type of player who can make that type of chance for you?
Jeez, thanks for reminding me, Willie. I'm trying to enjoy him while he's here. But I think, listen, he missed one just before where he went over the bar from 8 yards. I couldn't believe he missed it, but his control was terrific and he looked like he was going to go in and score, and then he was taken down. I was thinking, is it a penalty? You know, is it a penalty? He was right on the edge. Referee gave, like, it must have been outside slightly, and but then it became a sending off, so thankfully Chris scored the free kick.
Pats will be away to Cork in the semi-finals. Kerry's reward for their superb comeback against Sligo Rovers on Friday night is a trip to Tallaght to take on Shamrock Rovers. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Manchester United's poor start to the season continued. United were beaten 3-0 by neighbours Manchester City in the derby at the Etihad. Erling Haaland scored twice after Phil Foden had opened the scoring for Pep Guardiola's side. It's 10 months since Ruben Amorim was appointed, but he's yet to win back-to-back league games. And of the 17 sides who have been in the Premier League during Amorim's tenure, his United have the worst record with 31 points from 31 games. He explained in yesterday's post-match press conference why he'll be sticking to his guns.
At some stage, you're going to have to accept that the way you set up your team is just not working. It's not creating enough wins. And people are finding it easy to play against you.
Find it easy to play against. Guys, I understand that. I accept. So it's not a record that you should have in Manchester United. There are a lot of things that you have no idea what happened during this month, but I accept that. But I'm not going to change. When I want to change my philosophy, I will change. If not, you have to change the man. So, and we'll talk about that every game that we lose. I don't believe in that, in the system or whatever. I play my way and I'm going to play my will until I want to change. We are doing better, but then the results doesn't show that. I remember last year we play in the former club, we play against City, we won 4-1. It was not near the opportunities, the way we control the game compared to today. But in certain moments we were not better than City. So I understand that, and it's hard, and the record says everything, so I understand.
And the Portuguese coach added he's suffering more than the fans.
My message is that I'm going to give everything. I will do everything, always thinking about what is best for the club. That was always the same message. And then it's not my decision, the rest. So until I'm here, I will do my best I really want to win games, so I'm suffering more than them.
Brian Mbeumo was the only United player to test City's new goalkeeper, Gianluigi Donnarumma. And after the game on the Sunday kickback, Brian Kerr alongside Nathan Murphy summed up how bad this United side were compared to their City neighbours.
They were outplayed. Technically, Manchester City were the better team, the better players in the match. The only player on the Manchester United team who you would say would have a chance of getting into the City team based on today's performance is Brian Mbeumo, who I thought did very well at times. Only missed a big chance late on the game, but he was a bit of a threat at least when the ball came to him. He had the pace, energy and power to give Manchester United a bit of trouble. But other than that, he was the rest of the team were outplayed by their direct opposition opponent. And they were just a better side all round. Manchester United were poor enough, I would have to say. They tried, and tried hard at times, but they weren't good enough.
Phil Foden hopes he answered some of his critics with his performance. He says that criticism and negativity is just the world we live in.
Everything I see at the moment is quite negative, but you know that's the world we're living when you're playing at the highest level. And when you obviously come off winning the player of the season as well, the standards are higher, and I understand that. So it's about reading them comments and just trying to react the best I can and come back to my level.
A few hours before the game, the death of former world boxing champion Ricky Hatton was announced. He was the pride of Manchester and a massive City fan. He was found dead at his home in Hyde yesterday at the age of 46. A minute's applause was held in his memory before the match, and City boss Pep Guardiola said that his thoughts are with Hatton's loved ones.
The comfort in these incredible tough hours, tough days, tough weeks for them, big loss for them, of course, for the boxing world, because it was a truly, truly champion, and for of course, for the Man City family.
Champions Liverpool remain the only team with a 100% record in the Premier League this season, thanks to their 1-0 win away to Burnley. Mo Salah's injury time penalty made it 4 wins from 4 in the absence of British record signing Alexander Isak. Arne Slot says they're building up the striker's fitness ahead of Wednesday night's Champions League game at home to Atletico Madrid.
We got him from Newcastle in a state where you could see his pre-season is going to start now. So then he needs proper minutes of training before he has a certain base, let alone for him to play twice in 3 days.
Burnley frustrated Liverpool for large parts of the game, and on yesterday's Sunday kickback, Keith Tracy told me he can't understand why Irish players can't translate their club form into the national team.
In terms of, you referenced Josh Cullen had a fine game, and you know, we've watched the Premier League back this weekend after what happened in Yerevan. And we look at some of the players and think, where was that? And I know it, look, international football and club football is different, and they're playing in better teams. But even last night I watched Brentford and Chelsea. In the first minute of the game, a ball went up to João Pedro, who came through the back of him and basically let him know he was there. It was Nathan Collins. Was like, Josh Cullen throwing himself at tackles today, into tackles. Why don't we see this?
I really don't know. You know, these lads obviously have attributes, that's why they're playing in the Premier League. Nathan Collins has attributes, that's why he's the captain of a Premier League team at such a young age. I don't know whether it's the weight of the Ireland jersey or what exactly it is, but you know, they have attributes. I think we just need to highlight the attributes, and playing out from the back is something that Nathan can do, but it's not something that he should be doing in an Ireland jersey, because Cullen has attributes. But getting Cullen on the ball, I mean, everything that I highlighted today from Josh Cullen being good was about closing the distance, putting tackles in, winning the ball back. It was never about setting off attacks or opening up the defence of Liverpool. It was about the other dirty side of the game. So if we get Cullen to do that sort of stuff in an Ireland jersey, say, look, when you win it, just give it to somebody else, just pass to a green jersey, don't worry about anything else. And when Nathan wins it, we've got one of the best young forwards in Europe, if not the world, in Evan Ferguson, or one that we think can get to that level, doing really well at Roma. Get the ball up to him. Just get it up to him. Keep him involved in the game and play from there. It's going to be a little bit, you know, hit and rush back from front really early. But I think we've proven now, Stephen Kenny has proven, Hamer Hagenson has proven, we don't have the technicians in the middle of the park. So bypass it.
And if you want to listen to any of yesterday's post-match analysis of both our Premier League commentary games, you can find the Sunday kickback on YouTube or in the OTB podcast football feed. In Spain last night, Barcelona turned on the style in their first home game of the season, with Fermín López, Rafinha and Robert Lewandowski scoring two each in a 6-0 win over Valencia. Barcelona are second in La Liga on 10 points, 2 points behind the leaders Real Madrid. In Serie A, 40-year-old Luka Modric scored his first goal for AC Milan to secure a 1-0 win at home to Bologna. There was an injury to goalkeeper Mike Maignan and a red card for manager Max Allegri. Evan Ferguson came off the bench for Roma, but it wasn't enough to stop them losing 1-0 at home to Torino. PSG extended their perfect start to the Ligue 1 with a fourth straight win. The champions beat Lens 2-0, but it was overshadowed by more injuries ahead of their midweek Champions League opener. PSG, who host Atalanta on Wednesday, were already without Ousmane Dembele and Désiré Doué, but they finished the game with more players sidelined. Vija Kvaratskhelia, Lee Kang-in and Lucas Beraldo were all forced to leave the pitch due to injury. Bradley Barcola scored both goals for PSG. Teenager Ethan Mbappe, brother of Kylian, scored his first goal in the French top flight. His volley in injury time secured a 2-1 win for Lille against Toulouse. Both Mbappe brothers left PSG in the summer of 2024. And in Germany, Borussia Mönchengladbach suffered a 4-0 loss at home to Werder Bremen to make it three league games without scoring a goal for their worst Bundesliga start in 34 years. Daniel Sinani scored late for St. Pauli to beat Augsburg 2-1 and maintain their unbeaten start of the season. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.